When I first moved to New Orleans in 2001, I taught in a pretty rough public high school. I had an almost fatally hard time inspiring the kids to write. The traditional writing lessons and other tricks I knew weren't getting to them. At the time, I was doing a lot of writing about music for local New Orleans magazines, so I devised for my students a sort of English class disguised as a music class. We just call it music writing.
Let's go out to eat and get some meat. Turkey and jam, macaroni and ham. Say, do you like steak? I can surely make. If you hear me now, singing loud from the crowd.
Since I like rap, and the kids like rap, and we had that in common, I started bringing in my drum machines, and I'd lead my students in songwriting sessions. We called this lesson the rap game. The students discuss possible topics for their songs, then they brainstorm on that chosen topic, they make lists, then they take those lists and they turn them into couplets. Since Katrina in 2005, I've recorded almost 150 original songs with New Orleans students via Community Works and also Young Audiences, who in 2010 released the official album Young Audiences Raps. Though this might seem like a goofy rap class, it actually fulfills many of Louisiana's Common Core standards and helps the kids' confidence and public speaking skills. If the students excel at these songwriting sessions, we then move on to writing reviews of albums by New Orleans musical acts. Take the debut EP by grungy downtown New Orleans R&B group, The Special Men.
Say they call me, forget I can't.
Have you ever heard of an EP by The Special Men? I find it very interesting because of the various styles and sounds. The entire EP's genres are mainly jazz and blues, but I may be mistaken.
But I had to listen to some songs on the album King James and The Special Men. I like the nice jazz beat, but your vocals could have been a little better. And it sounds like the people in the French Quarters. This is not worth buying.
I never tell the kids what I think of any of the music, but I do pass along the guidelines I follow when writing album reviews. I tell them, you're allowed to say you do not like some piece of music as long as you can explain why you don't like it, hopefully in a way that helps the reader understand what the music sounds like. One student successfully followed those instructions in this review of One Foot in Front of the Other by one-man band, Lonesome Leash.
Toss and I turn, your words like sunbeams. Well, they burn, 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 burn.
The whole Lonesome Leash band is not my kind of music. The music sounds weird and freaky at the same time. I especially hate the feedback. I just can't stand it.
I usually pick for the students music like Lonesome Leash that defies genre, because weirder music is harder to describe. But recently, we also reviewed the album Fooler's Gold by hot retro jazz singer Mashiah Lake and her band, the Little Bighorns.
This old sweet red, she's unable to lunch today.
Miss Otis Regret is about a woman that warns her man to never do something mean to her.
Miss Otis Regrets was a really nice song, but she sounds like a man cow that's kicked out of a barnyard. I think this album deserves a 90.5%. All of the songs were jazzy, fun, and energetic. Anybody would want to hear on a happy day.
One Man Machine is a loop-based, psychedelic, improvisational band based around the poetry of its leader, Bernard Pierce. It's not mainstream by any stretch, but the music is highly rhythmic with some memorable vocal chants, so most of the kids manage to enjoy it. Some of those who claimed to dislike One Man Machine's new album, Without Warning, were later caught singing the songs on the playground.
You're goodbye. You're goodbye. You're goodbye. Left me with eyes that cry. How could I?
One Man Machine makes smooth and sometimes wild music, and the guy who's singing sounds like he has a disease, but I like the beat.
Bad, raspy singing, scary songs with creak sounds and bells.
Without Warning is so awesome because it sounds like ghosts, monsters, vampires, zombies, etc. are having a big party in the underworld.
The straight-up weirdest of all the records my students reviewed this semester was Term 2 by local act Earl Long. Earl Long features old-school psychedelic guru Ray Bong of Lafitte, Louisiana.
This song makes me feel like I am going through one of my nightmares. It's like an alien weird squiggly sound.
The last song, Brave Falls, has saxophone, weird talking, and drums. It has piano, R2-D2 sounds, and an alien siren with bass.
Whenever the kids have finished a new batch of reviews, I always try and get them published somewhere, like Vice Magazine, that will pay the kids at least 10 cents a word for their work. We also have begun publishing books of my students' music writing that we release each Jazz Fest. My whole aim with the class is just to get New Orleans kids the writing practice they sometimes don't seem to be getting otherwise. But I also hope that the kids will walk away from writing record reviews with a more broad view of what they could possibly do for a living and a feeling that work and writing can actually be fun. For WWNO, I'm Michael Patrick Welch.